A potential breakthrough in the fight against cancer uses a person's own immune cells to create what's being called a living drug. Cancer researcher Dr. David Maloney says they're testing a therapy using a genetically modified population of a person's own T cells.
By doing this genetic modification, we're actually able to really rev up the T cell into a much, much more superior, essentially killing machine.
The drugs grow inside the body into an army that seeks and destroys tumors. And the hope is a patient would receive a one-time infusion of the supercharged immune cells that would attack stubborn forms of leukemia or lymphoma.
These cells presumably then can do surveillance. They can kill tumor cells if they're trying to recover or return.
Patient Claude Bannock says he was almost dead from leukemia, but the experimental T-cell therapy put his cancer into remission.
It's given me a second life. You know, I had one life. I have the memory of it, but it's over and now I'm into a new chapter.
Because the drug is essentially made to order with a person's own blood, there's a two-week wait while it's brewed in a lab. Right now, only patients with certain forms of cancer are eligible, but when and if the procedure gets FDA approval, more hospitals will be able to offer it. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.